蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
耶稣的受审、鞭打和钉十字架，无论在哪部影视作品里，都以一种血腥恐怖的画面呈现。我们真的很想跳过那部分，直接进入到复活的星期天的清晨。然而，如果没有经历罪的刑罚，不义的仍旧不义，神的愤怒依然存在，神的爱又如何临到你我的身上呢？这里是良友电台的中英双语节目《蓝天绿洲》Haven Today， 我是乐心。
Welcome to Haven Today， and I'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus. And we're beginning the final week in our month-long series called the John Challenge. And in these next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the cross where Jesus died in John 19.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Johnny Cash singing in that low, gravelly voice with his wife June Carter Cash singing high. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Gospel and country at its best. In a moment, we're going to turn to John 19, and we're going to see the cross of Christ. It's bloody, it's horrific, but it offers us true hope. Yet some still ask, why did Jesus have to die? Well, we're going to recap the reasons, seven of them, in fact, that show how hope can be found at the cross.
救赎的方法是否有多种呢？如果有的选的话，耶稣就不需要被钉十字架了。然而圣经清楚地告诉我们，除了借着神的儿子耶稣基督，没有人能用其他的途径到达神那里去。一首诗歌之后，我们来听 Charles 总结的七个耶稣为什么非死不可的原因。
Now let's start the program with vertical worship and Lamb of God.
You came from heaven's throne, acquainted with our sorrow, to trade the debt we owe, your suffering for our freedom. The Lamb of God.
This is Haven Today, and I'm Charles Morris, Lamb of God from Vertical Worship's album, Church Songs. And in a moment, we're going to hear how Christ was crucified on the cross in John 19. We'll study it. But first, I want you to hear a sweet message that we received from a listener in Ottawa, the capital of Canada.
The first year of my life coming to Christ, I never knew who is God and what is His name. I just read the Old Testament and come to the New Testament. But even so, I did not know yet. So I was confused and frustrated, do not know what I do with my life because nothing changed until I came to read in the book of John, chapter 17, verses 3. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus the Christ, whom you have sent, oh my dear God. In that very moment, my life is just like I was in the darkness, and immediately when I heard that voice from the Lord Jesus, He lit up prayer, the whole world had changed and to be a marvelous light that shine in my darkness. For ever since, I cannot tell you enough how much I love Him because He loved me first. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah.
Sajai, thank you so much for sharing with us from Ottawa here on the program today. This series, the John Challenge, we've come to John 19. John, giving us his eyewitness account of the crucifixion. We're going to see Jesus die. I don't think that needs any introduction, do you? Let's just listen to John tell it like he saw it, as it was portrayed word for word on the Gospel of John DVD.
So they took charge of Jesus. He went out, carrying his cross, and came to the place of the skull, as it is called. In Hebrew, it is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and they also crucified two other men, one on each side, with Jesus between them. Pilate wrote a notice and had it put on the cross. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, is what he wrote. Many people read it because the place where Jesus was crucified was not far from the city. The notice was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. The chief priest said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but rather,
this man said, I am the King of the Jews."
What I have written stays written.
After the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier. They also took the robe, which was made of one piece of woven cloth without any seams in it. The soldiers said to one another, "Let's not tear it. Let's throw dice to see who will get it." This happened in order to make the scripture come true. "They divided my clothes among themselves and gambled for my robe." And this is what the soldiers did. Standing close to Jesus' cross were his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved standing there.
"Here's your son."
Then he said to the disciple,
"She is your mother."
From that time, the disciple took her to live in his home. Jesus knew that by now everything had been completed. And in order to make the scripture come true, he said,
"I am thirsty."
A bowl was there, full of cheap wine. So a sponge was soaked in the wine, put on a stalk of hyssop, and lifted up to his lips. Jesus drank the wine.
It is finished.
Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
From John 19 on the Gospel of John DVD, I'll let you know how to get a copy for yourself in just a moment. Jesus finished everything he came to do, everything he died to do. According to my count, John tells us 7 times what Jesus came to do through his death. Let's look back and see what John has already told us about his death that we just heard dramatized. First, Jesus died to take away the sin of the world. John 1:29. John the Baptist pointed to Jesus, his cousin, and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus died as the Lamb of God, the final, all-sufficient, atoning sacrifice for sin, God's sacrifice. And it wasn't just for the Jewish people. It wasn't for all people without distinction. But it was for everyone who put their faith in him, and that can mean you if you've never done that. Your sin is taken away because Jesus died for you, if you come to him.
中文译本在翻译约翰福音的一章29节时说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。如果说从希腊原文来看呢，比较精准的说法就是仰望，神的那一位羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。罗马书说，世人都犯了罪，亏去了神的荣耀，没有一个人是例外的，所有的人，包括了你和我，都犯了罪，都得罪了神。 Charles 以前讲过，不是因为我们犯了罪，所以我们是罪人，情况恰好相反，因为我们是罪人，所以我们会犯罪。罗马书的5:12说，正好像罪借着一个人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，所以死就临到全人类，因为人人都犯了罪。衣服脏了可以用肥皂洗干净，人的灵魂脏了，被罪玷污了，那么他要靠什么的洁净呢？希伯来书的9:22说，按着律法几乎所有都是用血洁净的，如果没有流血就没有赦免。血可以洗除罪，而这血必须是本身没有受过玷污、没有瑕疵的，也只有神的羔羊的血才行。只有他的血能够洗除人的罪孽。凡是被逾越节的羔羊基督的血洗过的人，神对罪的愤怒就不在那人身上了。
Number 2, Jesus died to give us free access to the Father. That's in John 2:19-22. He said the temple would be torn down, and in 3 days he could build it back, and then John tells us he was talking about his body. Jesus' body was torn down on the cross, but rebuilt in the resurrection. And now every believer has access to the presence of God through him, and that can include you. You can speak to your Heavenly Father because Jesus died.
以弗所书的2:18，保罗说，我们双方都借着他，这里的他指的是耶稣基督，在同一位圣灵里可以进到父面前。为什么耶稣基督的受死可以使我们来到父的面前呢？曾经当我们的罪还没被解决之前，我们与神之间有一道深深的鸿沟，致使我们无法达到上帝的面前，而上帝就算有能力达到我们这边，也因为他公义圣洁的属性，使得他不能来到被罪充满的人这里来。当耶稣替我们受死，替我们承担了罪的刑罚， 上帝的公义就借着耶稣基督的牺牲而归到了我们的身上。这个时候，我们就能够进到父的面前，在父的眼中，他看我们就成为了圣洁无瑕疵的神家里的人了。这一切不是因为我们做了什么，全都是出于神恩典的礼物，以及我们出自信心的接受。
Number three, Jesus died to give us eternal life. Jesus said that just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. We're all seeking after life, aren't we? Trying to get as much of it as we can, but it evades us too often. And Jesus is honestly telling us why. We're all snake bit and terminal, just like the Israelites in the wilderness. But Jesus died to take away the poison and to give us eternal days of fellowship with the living God instead. And that can mean you. You can have eternal life because Jesus died.
永生的开始不是从我们肉体死亡的那一刻才开始的，而是从我们心里相信、口里承认的那一刻就开始了。神造人的时候，起初的心意是让人拥有永生，永远的活着，永远的与神同在。然而因着始祖亚当夏娃的犯罪，人就承受了罪的工价，死亡。肉体不仅会受伤，会衰老，还会死去。而我们的灵魂有两个归宿，一个归宿是与神同在的地方，另一个归宿是不与神同在的地方。这两个归宿的共同点就是，一旦确定下来在哪个地方，就会永远的在那里了。永远是超越时间空间的永恒，是没有尽头也没有开始的永恒。神的心意不愿意一人沉沦，乃愿意人人悔改。神给了每个人公平的选择，让他们选择是否相信他的儿子能救他脱离永恒的沉沦，而进入到神永恒的国度里。希望今天你我都抓住了这机会，做出了生命中最重要也最正确的选择。
Number four, Jesus died to protect his sheep. That's in John 10:11. Jesus said the good shepherd would lay down his life for his sheep. There's a predator, a thief,a murderer, a great enemy who's bent on our destruction. We are helpless to protect ourselves, but our shepherd promised that he would lose none of those his father gave him. No one would ever snatch them out of his hand. He died to keep that promise. That can mean you. You're safe because Jesus died.
好牧人为羊舍命，人为朋友舍命，人间的爱没有比这个更大的了。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。以赛亚书的40:11说，他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，像用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在自己的怀中，慢慢引导如养小羊的。耶稣是你的好牧人，他为你舍命，他把你抱在他的怀中，如养你长大。
Number five, Jesus died to produce a harvest. Jesus said in John 12:24, a grain of wheat is just a grain unless it dies, and then it bears much fruit. Jesus' death created a harvest, and it's a joyous thing to see it being reaped all over the world. He's gathering a people for himself, a kingdom of subjects who bear much fruit. That can mean you. Your life can bear fruit.Because Jesus died.
耶稣对门徒说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这些更大的。耶稣升天之后，跟随耶稣的人被称为了基督徒。基督徒这个词的意思是小基督，基督的复制品。当一粒麦子种在地里死了，就会结出许多籽粒来，并且那些籽粒会茁壮成长。同样的道理， 当耶稣受死之后，他引发的效应就是许多人因着相信他而得到永生。这种极大的属灵收成不仅呢发生在了犹太人中间，也发生在万民万族中间。
Number six, Jesus died to glorify the Father. What is God like? That question has haunted the world. Does he exist? Does he care?When Jesus died, those questions were answered. We got a little preview of that in John 12:28. His death put the love of God for sinners on display. And in Romans 8:32, it was Paul who said, He did not withhold his only son, but gave him up for us all. That's the glory of the Father. And it blazes forth in John 19 from the cross as love. That can mean you.You can know the heart of your Father because Jesus died.
我们知道，为了爱神的人，就是按他旨意蒙召的人的益处，万事都一同效力。因为神预先知道的人，他就预先命定他们和他儿子的形象一模一样，使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。他预先命定的人又呼召他们，所招来的人又称他们为义。所称为义的人又使他们得荣耀。既是这样，我们对这一切还有什么话说呢？神若这样为我们，谁能敌对我们呢？我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是现在的事是将来的事，是有能力的是高天的，是深渊的，或是任何别的被造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
And then number seven, Jesus died to demonstrate his love for us. John 13, verse 1. John tells us that Jesus loved his own while he was in the world, but on the cross, he showed us the full extent of his love.That can mean you. But have you seen it? A friend of ours, she's getting up there in years now. She's in her 90s. Rosemarie Miller, she hadn't seen it. She had heard the story of the cross more times than she could count. She knew it backwards and forwards, but it hadn't really scratched the surface of her heart. She worked hard. She tried her best. And she couldn't really see why Jesus needed to die.Well, if you don't see you're a sinner, then you won't be able to see the love of Jesus saving you from your sin. And that was our friend Rosemarie, according to her own testimony. But then, one Sunday, she was sitting in a worship service in suburban Philadelphia, half listening as her husband preached. And when it came time for communion, he raised a loaf of French bread and he broke it with a loud crack.And he said, this is my body, broken for you. And that's when she saw it, the spear of the soldiers, breaking the body of Christ for her sins, Jesus suffering that terrible death for her sins. And that day she took it personally. He died for me. She says, it was like a fire entered my heart, burning away my intense self-centered moralism. That fire was his love.The love of Jesus is meant to break our hearts. We look at the cross and we see our sin, the punishment our sins deserve. But at the same time, we see Jesus loving us so much that he took our place. The cross is meant to break our hearts, to humble us and capture us and bind us tight to Jesus. And that can mean you. You can know Jesus loves you because Jesus died.And he demonstrated his love for you on the cross. See how he loves you and pours himself out for you? Let this love for you melt your heart today.
基督的爱长阔高深。节目的最后，乐心就想到了保罗在对以弗所教会的人的祷告。保罗说，我在父面前屈膝，求他按着他荣耀的丰盛，借着他的灵用大能使你们内在的人刚强起来，使基督借着你们的信 住在你们心里，使你们既然在爱中扎根建基，就能和众圣徒一同领悟基督的爱是多么的长阔高深，并且知道他的爱是超过人所能理解的，使你们被充满，得着神的一切丰盛。这个也是乐心对每个收听蓝天绿洲的朋友的祷告，愿你被基督的爱充满，愿你得着神一切的丰盛。
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the
这个就是今天蓝天绿洲想和你分享的全部节目内容了。我们一起来讲到了约翰福音的19章，耶稣的受难，耶稣的受死给我们所带来的益处，所带来的福音。听完之后如果有任何感受的话，欢迎发送短信到13229966122来和乐心还有 Charles 分享的。短信的开头加上蓝天，我们就在下期的同一时间和你在良友电台的 Heaven Today 不见不散。愿神祝福你，拜拜。My